Today's daf is Lamed Aleph in Maseches Yevamos. I'm flipping back and checking what daf we're up to in Shas. Chaf Hei was 27. That means Chaf Zayin was 29. That means that Chaf Tes was 31. That means Lamed Aleph is 33. We're on the 833rd daf in Shas. Our daf is actually a very, very important daf. It's an important Shas daf. We're going to start with the Mishnah halfway through Lamed Amabez. It's going to be a daf that deals with Safek Kedushin and the implications of Safek Kedushin in regards to Yibum. Our Gemara is also on Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, going to deal with other Sfeikos in regards to Gerushin and Yibum. And then on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, we're going to have a very important case, the case of Bar Shatya. Bar Shatya is a case of Trey V'Trey, two Edim that contradict each other, and then a Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, probably in the Sugya of Shtaros, it's one of the most important Sugyas in Shas. We're going to have Halachos in regards to Shtarei Kedushin, and particularly the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that there isn't a requirement to write the date on Shtarei Kedushin, and that actually sends off the Gemara into the Sugya of Shtaros, and the prohibition of sending Edus into court when it is written. The Torah says, Al Pishnai Medim and Chazal Voldarshim Mipiyam Velomi Piksan. So let's pick up on Lamed Abibes with the Mishnah. V'kulan Shayu Ben Kiddushin O Gerushin B'Safek. In all cases where there was a marriage or a Gerushin that was done B'Safek, let's take a look at Rashi. V'kulan Tesva Varayi Shayu Ben La'achiv Hames. If you had a case in which one of the Rayos, in other words, Reuven has an erva who was married to Shimon, his brother. However, the marriage was either a suffix or the divorce was a suffix. Continues Rashi, Kedushe suffix or Gerushe suffix. Havyat sarasa suffix tsaras erva. But now we have a shaila on the tsara. For sure, Reuven's not going to marry the erva, but the shaila now is the tsara. We learned in the first Mishnah that Vezim and Avdad Lachi is that the tsara is also mutter. Tsaras erva, the halachi is that she is not allowed to do yibum and she's mutter l'shuk, and there's no requirement of chalitza, but now there's a suffix. Continues Rashi, Kedushe suffix, Gerushe suffix. Havyat sarasa. So what's the halacha back at our Mishnah? The tzara undergoes chalitza because there is a tzad, there is a side that she is a woman who has fallen to yibum, and she's not a tzaras erva because maybe the erva was never married to Reuven, or in this case Shimon, in the first place. But rather, on the other hand, you can't to Yibum because that Erva might have been married to Shimon, and therefore she is a Tzaras Erva, and then there's no requirement of Yibum, and there's an Isser to do Yibum. So hence, the halacha is, because of Safek, they only do Chalitza. Chaltzos v'lom in Tzemavos. Ketzat Safek Kedushin. What exactly is the case of Safek Kedushin? Zarek la Kedushin. If he threw to her Kedushin, Safek Karev la, Safek Karev law. We're not sure if the Kedushin was close to him or close to her. So this is a case that we have in Maseches Gittin, and that is a case in which there's 8 amos, Rashi explains, between both the man and the woman. So halacha is that the dalet amos of a woman is kona for her. However, here he said arei mekudeshesli, he did all the appropriate mira, but he throws the Kedushin in her direction, and we're not sure if it's closer to her or closer to him. If it's closer to him, since within his 4 amos, she's not kona. If it's closer to her, then he is kona. So it's a suffix. Suffix karivlo, suffix karivlo. Zeo suffix Kedushin, suffix gerushin. What's the example of suffix gerushin? Kosa biksav yado. If he wrote a shtar in his hand, in other words, he writes a shtar gerushin, vein alav edim, and there's no witnesses signing on it. Or yesh alav edim vein bozman, but there are witnesses, but they didn't have the zman gerushin. Yesh bozman vein bo aleid echad, zeu safek gerushin. These are all instances of safek gerushin. Since these cases of Gerushin are going to be referenced to in the Gemara later on, let's take a look at Rashi about on the first wide line. So the fact that someone writes something in his own handwriting is strong enough to be able to collect money as long as the money is not on lien. So Rashi says, hence, our mission is assuming that there is some significance if he wrote a get in his own handwriting, even though it doesn't have edim. And that's why our Mishnah calls it Safek Gerushin. Or our Mishnah said there were Eidim, but there isn't a date. It says Rashi Yeshalav Eidim Vein Bozman, Kosav, or there was no Zman written inside of it. O Yesh Bozman Vein Boel Eid Echad, Ve'enu Ksav Yodo Shel Baal Zeh, Usav Egerishin Darminam, Begitin Adav Pei Avam Et Aleph. What does the Mishnah there say? Gimel Gittim Psulin, it's possible. Vimniseis Havad Kosher. But if Bidiyavad she gets remarried, the child is not considered a mamzer. Vahachinami says Rashi, Choletza Sarasa. He does chalitza on the tzara, kivan de gito who. It on the one hand is considered a get, the nisis have vlad kosher, but velomis yavemes, kivan de lav gita ma'al yuhu, the karlo pasul chatchila. It's called a get pasul chatchila. Hilkach sharisle, if you would permit her, amri inshi, people make the mistake, tzara serva mis yavemes. Why a tzara serva is not undergo yibu? Rashi concludes, our Gemara Noma Beis is going to ask a basic question, and that is, if our mission gave the example of Safik Karv Lav, Safik Karv Lav when it comes to Kedushin, we should also give that example by Gerushin as well, which actually appears in Maseches Gerushin. Right now, in the continuation of the Gemara, says the Gemara, V'ilu b'Gerushin, Safik Karv Lav, lo katani. When it comes to Gerushin, we don't make the instance of Safik like we did when it comes to Kedushin. And in fact, it appears in the Gemara in Gittin. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rabba, Rabba answers, it's a great diuk. Amarabba Rabba answers, Isha Zu Becheskes Hetel Shuk Omedes, Umisafek Atabala Osra, Altas Renu Misafek. Rabba says like this, in a case of where we have an Erva that's married to Shimon, as well as a Tzara, so then in such a case, the Tzara has a Cheskas Heter Lashuk, in other words, there's no Yibum, because she's alongside of an Erva of Ruvain. So once you have the Cheskes Heter, so then we're not going to come to Aser her Misafik. Obviously, there are a lot of follow-up questions one could ask on this Teretz. We will get there, Bezer Hashem, shortly in the Gemara itself. Abaye asks one of the natural follow-up questions. Amalei Abaye, Yehachi B'Kedushin Nami. Name, when it comes to Kedushin as well. What do we have? A case. We have a case in which there is a Safik of whether the Tzara was married to Shimon the brother. Excuse me, we have a suffix whether the Erva was married to the brother. So then in such a case, Abaye argues, Amalei Abaye, Yehachi b'kedushin nami, neima isha zu b'cheskas hetel yavam omedes. If there's a suffix whether the Erva was married to Shimon, so then in such a case, the chazaka is that the Tzara, who was for sure married to Shimon, could marry, and is a mitzvah to marry Reuven after Shimon dies. So Becheskes Hetel Yavam Omedes Umisafek Atabala Osra Al Tasren Umisafek. Don't ask her Misafek. So Gemara gives a simple answer. 6 lines from the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis Hasam L'Chumra. There it is a Chumra. L'Chumra, we're going to be Choshesh that the Erva was married to Shimon. Asks the Gemara. Hai chumra da'asle de'kulu. But it's not just the chumra. The chumra could also come to a leniency. Zimnin da'asaluhu, he might go umekadish la'achosa, and he might come to marry her sister. Kiddushei vadai. He'll do kiddushei vadai with her sister. In other words, in a case in which you have a suffix kiddushin with the erva, so then in such a case, if he now goes and marries her sister, so then in such an instance, there's also a suffix kiddushin with the sister. Now, exactly what is going to be the takala, that the Gemara will spell out in a case of when his brother also comes around and marries that sister as well. We're Mirtzeh Hashem going to hopefully spell that out. V'inami, or another case of a takala, zimnin da'asa acher, umikadesh la ledida kiddushei vadai. Someone else will come along and give her kiddushei vadai. And here's the takala that's going to come out. V'kivon da'asar la mar litzara liyivume. Since midrabanan, we prohibit in the first case the tzara in the instance of when there was a safek kedushin with an erva, amri, that is due to the fact that we're being choshesh dekama, that this first safek kedushin with the erva is kedushin. So then what's going to happen? Udebasra, then the second kedushin, lav kedushin, we would assume is not considered a kedushin. Because we would say that he's already married to the sister, and if he's already married to the sister, then the second marriage to the second sister is not going to take effect. Now what happens, explains Rashi, if a third brother comes along and marries the woman that his brother had married the second time around, which we said would not be valid because there was a chash that the first kiddushin was already chal, and therefore he was married to the sister. And then in such a case, we would have an instance where a brother would come to marry a safek achos ishto, because we said that the second marriage wasn't chal, because we said the first marriage of the brother was already chal. So Gemara asks that this is a chumrah that's yavo lidei tkula. Answers the Gemara, kivan de kamatzrich chalitza. Once you require chalitza, so then in such a case, mei de yadoi de chumrah ba'almuhu. Everybody will know that it is a chumrah, and therefore we will not treat this kedushin, the first kedushin, which was a suffek, as a vadai kedushin. And then in the complicated case that we had before, where the brother might be nichshol neish yisach, that problem will be removed. The Gemara continues to learn from the top, achi gerushin nami. We said in our Mishnah, when it comes to gerushin, we don't want the case of suffek karav la and suffek karav la, because the woman is becheskas heter, and misafek, we don't want to aser her. So if that would be, if we are going to say that chalitza is going to solve any chshashos, yachi gerushin nami. Listening, let's say the case of suffek karav la, karavla, v'litzrecha chalitza, and then just require chalitza, u'meidi yadi d'chumra balmu, and then everybody will know that it's just a chumra. Says the Gemara, im ata omer choletzes misyavemes. Once we allow the chalitza, then people will think that you could do yibum, which of course we said cannot be done, because she's mutter b'shuk, and she's not mutter to the brother, because in the case of our Mishnah, she is a tsaras erva. Hence, we don't want to do that, and therefore we don't have the chalitza. Asks the Gemara, if you're concerned that the chalitza is going to be the follow-up, sahachanami over here too, when it comes to kiddushin, imatomer chaletzes misyavemes, she's going to come to do yibum as well. Those people will think that if you could do chalitza, you could do yibum, and explains Rashi in Dibra Maskel Hachanami. Let's see it inside, 7 lines into the narrow Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph Hachanami Gabi Kedushin Amai Choletzes. Why can we do Chalitza? Ha Asu Li Yivume V'Dilma Kedushe Erva Kedushe Havoy. Then maybe the Kedushe Erva was a valid Kedushin. V'Kami Yabeim L'Tzaras Erva, and he's doing yibum with the Tzaras Erva. That's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, V'Tis Yabeim. So worst comes to worst, yibum is done. Ve'ein b'kach klum, and it won't be a problem to do the yibum with this safek tzaras erva. Why? A chazaka kakaima, because you rely on the original chazaka that the erva was not married, and therefore the tzaras erva is mutter to the yavam. So even though b'di'eved we don't allow, we require chalitza, but worse comes to worse, you would rely on the original chazaka. Esvei Abaye. Abaye asks the following kasha. Abaye asks on the employment of this idea of chumra asli de kule. Esvei Abaye, nafal Abayis alav. Va'albas achiv, if a house falls on somebody, as well as the daughter of his brother. Ve'en yadua ezeman meis rishon. And we don't know who died first. Now Rashi adds an important variable over here that's not in the description. On Samach Zayin Amabez, the quote that we have says Rashi Val Basachiv Vihi Ishto, and she is his wife. So in the case of the Masifta, the way they do it in terms of the names, so Shimon is married to a woman Sarah, and he's also married to his brother Reuven's daughter. Now, if Shimon dies, the halacha then is that Sarah, his wife, is allowed to marry to the shuk. Why? Because her tzara is Reuven's daughter. But here the shaila is as follows. The shaila is who died first. Back into the Gemara. Nafal bayis lo val basach. Ve'en yadua ezeman meis rishon. We don't know who died first. Tzarasa, if the tzara died first. So then in such a case, tzara then would need to do chalitza, because she no longer has a co-wife who was an erva. If she died, if her co-wife died first, since she was the sole wife to, in our case, the name was Shimon, she was the sole wife to Shimon, and then the halacha is that Reuven has full-fledged Jews, but we have a suffix. So halacha is choletzes v'lo misyavemes, because the other hand, if the husband died first, so then both of them fell to Yibum, and then the tzara exempts Sarah from the tzara, exempts Sarah from Yibum and Chalitza entirely. But since we have a suffix, halach is choletzes v'lo misyavemes. Amai analyzes Abai. Why? Hachanami neimi yishezu becheskes hetul shukom edes. Let us just assume that since at the moment that this whole incident began, she had a tzara, and she had a cheskes hetul shuk. Umisafek ata bala osra, al tasrenu misafek, don't ask her misafek. So we see that this approach of asking misafek that we saw above is not correct. And then the Gemara follows up with the standard answer given earlier, which it's going to challenge. V'chite mahachanami l'chumra. And if you're going to say that, well, we're doing it l'chumra, just not allowing her to marry the shuk until she does chalitza, chumra das le'e kulo. It's a chumra that will come to a kula. Shema tamar chaletzes misyavemes. Once you say that she's going to do chalitza, we said above that we're afraid that you're going to do yibum? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, Gerishin d'shchichi gazra barabanan. We said that case in Gerishin in our Mishnah, so there it's common, and there we're afraid if we suggest in the case of the Suffolk, we really don't require chalitza because there's already a cheskas heter, l'shuk, then in such a case, people will come to do yibum, and that will be a major problem. So then, in such a case, the Rabban made the gzer. Mapolas, the case above of a falling building, de lo shchicha, lo gazra barabanan, they didn't make the gzera of saying that if you do chalitza, then people will come, ludei yibum. Inami, another teretz, gerishin, when it came to the case of our Mishnah of gerishin, de kaima erva. The nature of the suffix is different, explains the Gemara, de kaima erva. We have this suffix erva in front of us. Suffix arvla, suffix arvla. De kamuchach, it's standing in front of us. In other words, it's there, she's there to remind us that there is a real suffix erva here. Then vitzarasa kamatzichos la chalitza. So then the tzara also needs a chalitza, but both are in front of us. Amri. So then, in such a case, kamu be rabbanan begita degita ma'al yehu. So then the chachamim could say we treat this get as a get kosher, and that's why you need chalitza. Va'asu. And then people are going to say, wait a second, here was the erva in front of us, and they did chalitza. So then, in such a case, people will make this mistake. Kamar bei rabbanan begita degita ma'al yehu vasli yevume litzara, and they'll come to do yimut etzara mapolas. But when it came to the building falling down, mi kamu ba rabbanan mapolas. Where did you ever see that the rabbanan say it's okay? All you have to do is do chalitza. Who says that we showed that this potential erva was not an erva to the point that we said that you could do yibu? Now, this svara of the Gemara is a little bit hard, this idea of kaima erva, but that is, and for Eon we would need to go into that, but that is the basic svara of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'gabi gerishin milo tnan, but when it came to gerishin, then we learn, v'atnan, hoiso medesh b'rishus harabim, she was standing in rishus harabim. We mentioned that this appears in Gittin, the safek karvla, safek karvla. V'zaraku la, and he throws her a get, karvla migreshes, karvla ein migreshes, mechsa mechsa, if it's in between, migreshes vein migreshes, safek gerishin, v'armina lamai hilchusa, and we say, what's the nafkamina? Di koinu asurale. If there's a koin who is the husband, he's no longer allowed to return to marry her because there's a suffix she was already divorced. And a cousin's asr begerusha. Vi erva hi, and if she's an erva, tzarasa bai chalitza. Then the tzara does need chalitza. V'lo amrinan, and we don't have this gzera. Shemat omer chalitza smisiyav emes. So we see beferish that by gerishin, we said the above halacha of chalitza, and we didn't make the gzera. Imat omer chalitza smisiyav emes, which the Gemara had that concern on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, going to the top of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. So you see, Beferish, we weren't concerned over there. Answers the Gemara, Yitmar Allah, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damar Tavayu, Hacha B'shtei Kite Edim Askinan. The case in which the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about is where there were two groups of Edim. Achas Omeres Karov Lo, V'achas Omeres Karov Lo. Now, this is a fascinating Gemara. This teretz of Rabbi Rav Yosef, a very, very deep teretz. And that is, you have two Edim, not that it landed in between, but two Edim. One said that it landed next to her. The other said it landed next to him. Dahavilei sveika doraisa. That is considered a safek d'oraisa. Umasnisan d'hacha, and our Mishnah is bikat achas, is there's one group of Edim, where one Ed says karov la, the other says karov la. That's how Rashi learns. Then, d'havile sfeika d'rabbanon, that's considered a safek d'rabbanon. Now, this Gemara is mashma, that trey v'trey is a safek d'oraisa. That's an important, this daf is an important marimakom as far as that is concerned as well. We didn't mention this in the introduction, that from here we see trey v'trey seems to be d'oraisa. That is a big discussion, halacha l'maisa, in the poskim as well. Many come out that trey v'trey is d'rabbanon. Umimaydim asnisan d'hacha b'kar achas. And why do we say that our Mishnah is talking about where it's one group of Edom, one says it's close to her, one says it's close to her. So there's no objective minat Torah suffix because you don't have two Edom giving us information. Dumi de kedushin, ma kedushin bekat achas af gerushin bekat achas. Kedushin gufayu mimayde bekat achas. I don't know, but kedushin is talking about where it's one Edom, one Edom. Dumi shteki te Edom says gemar I bishteki te Edom tisyabim ve'ein bekach klum. Then you would have to do yibum, because you would have a suffix d'oraisa. And if you have a suffix d'oraisa, then you could go back to the original chazaka. And what was the original chazaka? The original chazaka is that she is mutter lehisyabim. Let's see Rashi spell that out. After Rashi does a few things with the girsa, 10 lines from the bottom, Rashi says, v'achi pirusha, the mission would not say that you shouldn't do yibum. El tisyabim ve'im bekach kluk. Da'ukma achazaka d'muteres liyavim havoi. Because we follow the presumption that she is permissible to the yavam. In other words, when you have a trey v'trey, so you have an objective suffix, then in such a case, you go back and you follow the chazaka. Most achronim explain, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chuvas explains, if you have a trey v'trey, the Gemara is saying over here is, if you have a trey v'trey, and trey v'trey is a suffix d'oraisa, so then in such a case, there is an absolute suffix minatora. If there's an absolute suffix minatora, then you could go back to the original chazaka minatora. That's all part of the halachic process. It's only when you have a suffix d'rabbanan, so then it could very well be you can't use the chazak, the original chazaka. This would be the pshat according to the first pshat of Rashi. Asks the Gemara, could you really do that? Kaimi edim, the edim exist. The ka'amri, and you say karovla, and they say it's karovla. Va'at amri tisyabim ve'mekachlum, and you say there's no problem to do yibum. Maybe in such a case it's aser for her to do yibum. V'su, b'shtei kite edim nami sveika d'rabbanani, damrinan uki trey, l'bahadi trey, v'isha ukma achazaka. Maybe argue the exact opposite svara, and say when it comes to a suffix d'oraisa, then the chazaka falls away, but here it's a trey v'trey, which is d'rabbanan, and then you rely on the original chazaka. Answers the Gemara, mida d'havi nichse bar shatya. We're going to define the halacha like the case of the nechassim of someone called Bar Shatya. The Bar Shatya zavin nechassi. Bar Shatya sold his nechassim. This appears in Ksubas and Afchaf as well. Asu betrei v'amri kishu chalim zavin v'asu betrei v'amri kishu shota zavin. Two Edim say he sold it when he was sick, and two Edim said when he sold it when he was healthy. V'amri ravash yuki trei l'hadi trei. We put the two against together. Again, two of them together. Va'ara ukma b'cheskes Bar Shatya, and you go back to the original chazaka. So what do we see from Bar Shatya? We see the lashon of the Gemara over here is that trey v'trey is d'rabbanan, and if it's only a suffix v'drabbanan, so then in such a case you can go back to the original chazaka, because there's a stronger information that's on a level of d'oraisa. Previously we were masbir the havamina. As we explained, we attributed to the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger that you say that when it comes to trey v'trey, they cancel each other out, and then you go back to the chazaka. But it could very well be, says the Gemara, the only time they cancel each other out is if the trey v'trey is a suffix midrabbanan. On a level of derabbanan, then there is a real suffix, and you go back to the chazaka d'oraisa. However, if it's a trey v'trey is a level of d'oraisa, so two Edim are even stronger than any type of chazaka. And you see that on a level of d'oraisa, there is a confusion. El Amar Abaye, Yagid Ovav Reyo. Its friend, this is an expression that comes from Eov, its friend is going to tell us information about itself. Tana b'kedushin, v'hu adin l'gerushin. We learned it in regards to kedushin, And the same thing applies to Gerushin. And that is not mentioned in our Mishnah because once we know the case, Safek Karav Law by Kedushin, we know the same thing by Gerushin as well. And all of the above answers are not satisfactory. So, therefore, we read our Mishnah as Safek Karav Law is applying by Kedushin, the same applies to Gerushin. And Tana Begerushin. And what was the case of Gerushin in our Mishnah on Lamed Amud Beis? It was a case of Kosav Biksav Yodo. So then in such a case where you have a problematic shtar, that's pasul midrabanan, for who had in the kedushin, the same would apply to kedushin. Analyzes Rava, Amarle Rava, four lines from the top, and Lamed Aleph on the base. I yagid av lav reo, if the friend tells us the halacha of the other one, mai zehu diktani. Why does our Mishnah say zehu safek kedushin? Zeu Safek Gerushin. It sounds like it's talking specifically in those cases. Elo Amar Rava, but rather Rava gives another teretz. Rava does not like Abaye's teretz because he doesn't think it fits into the words of the Mishnais. Elo Amar Rava, kol sheyesh b'kedushin yesh b'gerushin, v'yesh b'gerushin ma'ashen kein b'kedushin. What applied by kedushin of the case of Safek Karvel Karvela, that applies by Gerushin as well. And all the Teirutsin that we gave earlier ultimately do not stand up. However, Mashain came Kedushin. There's something that doesn't apply by Kedushin. V'zeo Gerushin. Lavdafka. And when we say the Zeo of Gerushin, that says that this is the case of Gerushin as opposed to the case of Safek Karvela, that is Lavdafka. El Mishum Detan Zeo by Kedushin, because there's something that applies to Kedushin. To Gerushin and not to Kedushin, it says Zehu b'Kedushin. So then Tananami Zehu b'Gerushin. V'Zehu de Kedushin l'miutei mai. And what is the case, V'Zehu de Kedushin, case of Safek that applies by Kedushin but does not apply, applies by Gerushin, that does not apply by Kedushin. L'miutei Zman. It's coming to exclude the case of Zman. Deleka b'Kedushin, it does not apply when it comes to Kedushin. In other words, we learned in our Seif of our Mishnah that you have a case of Gerushin, which is a Safek, where there isn't Zman in the Get. It's already no longer a Vadai Gerushin. When it comes to Kedushin, if you don't put Zman in the Shtar Kedushin, then it would still be a full fine Kedushin. And now the Gemara analyzes why that's so. Now the requirement of Zman by Gerushin is not a din d'oraisa. And the Gemara will tell us that there are two reasons that there's a requirement of zman, of putting the date into a get, where you don't have by kedushin, which takes us into an important yesod in regards to shtaros. Mipnei ma lo tiknu zman b'kedushin. What's the reason that they didn't institute putting in the date when it comes to Kedushin? The Gemara now analyzes two different reasons for why there is a requirement of zman by get, and questions whether that reason would apply by Kedushin. Now, the way we remember the requirement of Zman when it comes to get, as described by the Gemara in the second perek of Gittin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Rashi quotes another Gemara as well, but it's most clear in Daf Yud Zayin in Gittin, is two reasons. Either what's referred to as Piri, or of Shem Yechapa Basachoso. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ha Nicha, Leman Namer Begitin. Beperek, Rashi quotes Kolaget, Bepnech, Ma Tiknu Chacham Zman Begitin Mishun Peri. Leida Mea Mosai Tikva Mi Baila Pero Sheochom Menichse Miluk Shela. The halachi is that a husband is allowed to eat from the assets that a woman brings into a marriage. He's allowed to pluck the peros. The word Milug generally is understood to pluck. So he's allowed to eat from that. However, he's only, of course, allowed to eat from the fruits of her assets when he's married to her. However, at the moment that he decides to divorce her, the Baal is no longer allowed to eat. So says the Gemara. According to Man Amar, who says that's the concern, the moment the Baal decides to marry the woman, he's not allowed to eat the fruits, and therefore retroactively he has to pay back all the fruits that he ate from the time that he decided to write the get. So then, arusa lesle peri. Then you don't have that phenomenon when it comes to kedushin. So that's why there's a need to write zman by gerushin, but there isn't a need for kedushin. However, there's another concern that
a man is going to be married to his niece, and he's going to want to divorce her because she was mezaneh, but nevertheless, he does not want her to get killed because it's his niece. And what does he do? She was actually divorced on the 20th of Cheshvan, but she had been mezaneh on the 4th of Cheshvan, so he changes the date to say that he divorces her on the 3rd of Cheshvan. So in such a case, there, says the Gemara, Liskin's mam, mishum de'ikah de mikadesh bekaspa, so then Liskin's man, period. We should make a takana of Zman. In other words, the same could apply that he marries her at Dalit Cheshvan, but in truth, she was mezaneh on Chaf Cheshvan. So what he does is he writes that he got married to her only on Chaf Aleph Cheshvan. So therefore, the Gemara asks, according to that reason, you should be Misakin Zman, answers the Gemara. Mishum de'ikud mekadesh bekasav, ikud mekadesh b'shtar. Since there are times that they do Keshav Kedushin with Kesef, signs that they do with Shtar, lo tikun Rabbanan Zman. The Rabbanan didn't institute the requirement of Zman. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosef Rav Ashi, vo avdo diika dekani bekasvi ikva Shtar, bika b'Shtar. When it comes to acquiring an Eved, you could acquire both with money as well as b'Shtar. V'tikun Rabbanan Zman, and the Rabbanan there instituted the requirement of Zman. Every Shtar Mechira, Rashi says, requires Zman. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, when it comes to Eved, Rov, Ruba Bishtar. Generally, it's done Bishtars. Hacha, but when it comes to Kedushin, Ruba Bekaspa. Iva is same if you want. Mishum de lo Efshir. When it comes to Kedushin, it's not going to help to put in Zman. Heichali Evid, what are you going to do? Lincha Gabe Dida, if you're going to leave the Shtar Kedushin by her, Machka Le, she's going to erase it. Lincha Gabe Dida, if you're going to leave it by him, Zimnin de Basachosu. And he's going to change it as well because he's going to have Rachmanas for her. Lincha gabi edim. If you're going to leave it by the edim, idizichiri leisu lisid. If they remember, so then let them testify without the shtar. Vilo. And if not, we have the following concern: zimnu dechaza miksav of asa misadi. They're going to look at the shtar and then come to testify from the shtar. And the Torah tells us, you're not allowed to read testimony from a letter. Here the Rishonim are Mechadesh, that Edim cannot look at their own writing, we see in the Gemara, and read from that. Different Rishonim explain differently how that works. What exactly is the psul over here in Mipi and Velom Pik Savam? Says Gemara, Yachi Bir Gershin Nami. When it comes to Gershin as well, where are you going to leave the Shtar? Neimahachi. In a case of when it comes to Gerushin, we're not afraid that she's going to come to erase the get. The date there is coming to help her. Let's see Rashi's second line in how exactly it works. If the Edom come along and say she was a Mizana, then the get will only hurt her. So the get is there to help her. Hence, there's no concern that she's going to come to erase the get. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Aleph Maseches Yevamos, a beautiful daf, not an easy daf, a few very, very important concepts. First of all, the Gemara discusses Safek of Kedushin, Safek and Gerushin, and we have two different instances of that. One is Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla, and the other is when we have a Safek in the Shtar itself, that the shtar itself, for example, does not have the zman. The Gemara then analyzes why we spoke about different cases of Safek Kedushin and Safek Gerushin. Ultimately, after the Gemara goes through an analysis of Trei V'Trei, where the Gemara's conclusion is that if Trei V'Trei is the Rabbanan, you could rely on the original Chazaka. The ultimate pshat of Rava is the reason why we don't have the case of Safek Karavla, when it comes to Kedusha, is to emphasize that there are things that apply by a Safek of Gerushin that do not apply by a Safek of Kedushin. That particularly is the case of Shtar. And the reason for that is you don't have a case of Shtar when it comes to Kedushin in the following instance of requiring Zman. There isn't a requirement to put the date into a Shtar Kedushin because the two reasons of having it by Gerushin, one of them does not apply when it comes to Kedushin, and that is the institution of Shema Yechapa al Basachoso cannot be taken care of when it comes to Kedushin
because you can't leave the Shtar Kedushin by her, you can't leave the Shtar Kedushin by him, and you can't leave it by the Eidim. And therefore, we conclude that the halacha is that by Gerushin, there isn't a need to spell out all cases of Safek in our Mishnah, even though there is a case of Safek Karav Law, Safek Karav Law. However, when it comes to Kedushin, we cannot talk about the case of an instance where there was a Safek and that there is a problem with the get, even though it's not entirely the Kedushin, even though there's no Zman in it, like when it comes to Gerushin, because the Takana of Zman applies particularly to Gerushin and not to Kedushin. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Aleph in Maseches Yevamos.